97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Hans Olsen, Scott Girard. Time to catch up with the head coach of the Utah State Aggies, Blake Anderson. Kind enough to carve out a few moments for us. Coach, how are you?
Hey, Coach.
I'm doing great. How you doing, guys?
I'm good. A little able to enjoy that bye week. I know a lot of recruiting and a lot of self-scouting and a lot of other stuff going on, but were you able to get away from it just a bit?
Yeah, I mean, I obviously enjoyed just watching some great games this weekend. I mean, that's not something you always get to do. And so watching some really good games and enjoying a little family time. We did a lot of recruiting, kind of got it all knocked out. But I think it was a good week for us. And hopefully, more than anything, hopefully guys are feeling better and ready to kind of take on this last stretch of the season.
Coach, I wanted to ease some of your concerns that you probably have right now. We don't usually see that much snow on Utah State's campus by this time of year. So don't expect this every single year, Coach.
I've been told that a couple times this morning. It's gorgeous.
Good.
I'm looking at the stadium right now. There's not one footprint out there. It's gorgeous, but I'm glad we're playing in Vegas this week. We're going to let this, whatever this is, kind of get out of the way. And hopefully this is not the beginning of winter in October.
I like how you put this, whatever it is, because this is early for us, and this is kind of big. At least it seems that way, Scotty.
Oh, yeah.
October 12th, it's not usually – what do you got up there, 3 inches?
I heard you almost got a foot in some areas.
Yeah, it's pretty – again, this is all new to me. It seemed pretty deep, so for just a little frost, to be truthful, it's pretty soft and pretty thick. I'm assuming it's going to melt, and I know we're supposed to have some warmer weather coming in next week, but we will definitely be practicing in the indoor today, that's for sure.
Well, I mean, you got a defensive coordinator who was coached at Central Florida, at Miami. You got an offensive coordinator coached at Central Florida. That's got to be a rude awakening for those dudes.
Well, they knew it was coming. I think they're just a little shocked it came this early as well. The people that are from here were shocked it came this early. No, it's fine, man. We kind of expected here in the next few weeks things would start to change. It was a surprise that it hit like it did last night. But for us, you know, knowing that we're traveling down to Vegas, you know, we feel like this got a chance to come through and get out, and then we'll maybe see another couple weeks of decent before, you know, at the end of the year, you're going to have a couple that are going to be pretty rough. So, honestly, our schedule sets up in terms of weather. I mean, really could have been a lot worse. I mean, with Wyoming coming here and then, you know, road games late in the year with New Mexico State and New Mexico, typically the weather there is pretty nice, or at least it's reasonable. So, I mean, we could be in a lot worse shape than some folks are going to deal with late in the year.
Well, Coach, let's talk about this bye week. How did it go? What did you focus on? Did you get out of it what you need to get out of it?
Well, we focused really on health. We were beat up. You know, you look at who we played and kind of the style of play. Watching the Boise-BYU game the other day, that was a physical battle. Watching Wyoming and Air Force play, Air Force has played physical football. We were beat up. And so the main focus this week was on health. I feel like just talking to the guys yesterday and over the weekend as they've been around the building, that is we're getting much closer. We're not there. This week is still going to be big for a handful of guys trying to get them ready for Saturday. But we need all hands on deck. We just don't have a big enough roster to have the luxury of missing guys. And so getting them fresh and healthy and ready for the next 7 weeks is huge. And so I'd like to think we did a good job there. Time will tell, I think, as we get out this week. But guys indicated they are feeling better.
Blake Anderson right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone. I guess a lot of questions when you talk about health is going to circle back with your quarterback. And the knee hyperextension and obviously dealing with the injuries against Washington State and that shot in the back against Air Force. How's Logan feeling coming off an off week?
He told me yesterday he felt good. He didn't feel quite 100% yet, but he was able to practice in both of our kind of additional practices we had late in the week last week. He's able to throw and move around. I think without contact this week, which he won't see any, obviously in practice, I think by Saturday he's got a chance to feel probably as good as he's felt since the beginning of the season. You're right. He's taken some big shots. The hyperextension of the knee could have been a lot worse than it was. I think the thigh and the quad area that it was still left over from the Washington State game was where most of the pain and swelling came from. And all that looks much, much better today. And so I think he's going to be fine on Saturday and should be probably as close to 100% as he's been in quite a long time.
Well, Coach, you're playing a UNLV team that was put into an interesting position to start this year, you know, going against a ranked Arizona State team, a ranked Iowa State team, a ranked Fresno team. And, you know, right out of the gates, now they did lose to Eastern Washington to start the season and Texas San Antonio in the last game that they played. But they're 0-5, but probably not the 0-5 team that some people might think they are. Would that be right?
Oh, I think they're – I don't think they're anything like an 0-5 team. I agree. When you look at who they've played, the schedule. I mean, UTSA's ranked at this point. I mean, they've got a, you know, 6-0 run going. Eastern Washington plays late into the playoffs every year. We saw that against North Dakota. I mean, those guys are very capable, and Eastern Washington's quarterback made play after play after play, and he's a dynamic player. They played a very tough schedule. They've been in the games late against a top 25 Fresno team and now a ranked UTSA team. Both of them, you know, down to the wire, 38-30 with Fresno. That tells you all you need to know. So they've gotten better every week. And to me, that is the sign of a very dangerous football team that's just hungry and ready to get their first one. We got to do everything we can to make sure it's not this Saturday because they're more than capable of giving us way more than we want.
Is it, and I'm sure you played in some bowl games and stuff, when you play in those NFL stadiums, but it's not a particularly big crowd. I mean, if they're averaging, you know, 18 to 20,000. If you put 20,000 in a 25,000-seat stadium, it's going to be a loud crowd. You put them in a 75,000-seat stadium, it gets a little lost in the shuffle. Is it hard to bring the juice in maybe some situations like that?
You know, it can be. I'm hoping our guys, obviously coming off the open week too and having lost a couple and especially losing the way we did to BYU, having it close late and competitive late and feeling like we were right there. I'd like to think there's a hunger in this group that just can't wait to get back out on the field. But we've been really fortunate. 5 weeks in a row, we've been in electric environments. Our home crowds have been amazing. The road game at Washington State, even the road game at Air Force, those are great, great crowds. This is going to be different. I mean, you get the wow factor when you walk in the building. It's massive. It's going to be gorgeous. It's brand new. I mean, they built it right. But you're right. It does get to a point where you cannot fill it up. And it is going to be a much different environment than what we are used to. And that means you got to bring your own energy. You got to show maturity that you don't let the nature of the building take over. We've done that. We've had this at Georgia State playing in Atlanta. We've had this at Tulane playing in the Superdome. I mean, we've been in this, you know, me as a coach, not this particular group. I've been in these stadiums before, and some teams handle it better than others. We're not going to make a big deal about it, but we are going to talk about it so they're not surprised when you get there and it is quiet and it is not full.
Coach, also looking at the Mountain West Conference right now, just as a conference, you've got to be impressed with how this conference has come together, some of the teams that are playing in it, and really how competitive they've been in every stage.
Yeah, I think you look at how we've handled things outside the conference, some of the big games that we've won already this year, and then looking at just on a weekly basis how competitive the games are within the league. It is truly anybody's game. Everybody has a shot. This is going to be potentially one of those years that nobody can make it to the game without a loss or two. It may come down to ties and who beat who where. I mean, it's got a chance to be as competitive as I've seen a conference race. And luckily, you know, we feel like we're right there in the mix. We just got to keep working on getting better every week and hope that we're in the mix at the end.
Blake Anderson joining us right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. You'd run the ball really well, had some struggles against BYU. Do you feel like that running game get back on track this week against UNLV?
Well, it needs to. I mean, it definitely opens things up. I did feel like we ran the ball well the first 3 weeks. We had a couple big opportunities against Boise and obviously moved the ball at times, although we didn't get it in the end zone like we needed to. Those are things we needed to finish. But it was tough. It was absolutely tough against BYU the other night. They're built well and handled us fairly well up front. If we can get the running game going, similar to what we did early in the year, it definitely helps everything. It creates, you know, it puts stress on the defense to play us in particular ways that maybe they don't want to. So it's critical. I like to think that guys feeling better and getting some guys healthy and back out on the field will help that, and really make things more balanced for us. We don't want to be one-dimensional at any point.
Non-Utah State-related question, but we just like talking football with you. Were you surprised that the outcome of that Boise-BYU game?
You know, I wasn't surprised with the outcome considering that BYU turned the ball over like they did. I mean, I don't know where those were when we played them the other night. We sure didn't get that. And, for them to turn the ball over, I felt like going in they were both very evenly matched physically based off of what we'd seen 2 weeks in a row. I know the scores of our games were different, but most of what kept us out of the end zone against Boise that first week was kind of self-inflicted mistakes. Having seen them both, I felt like they were very, very evenly matched physically, and it came down to what it comes down to in every game. If you turn the ball over, it's going to be a struggle to win. I felt like BYU had the edge, and they gave that edge away by turning the ball over, and that's how you lose a game, especially against a good football team.
Man, so many good football teams in this conference right now. You got San Diego State that's undefeated, and they play Boise State in the final game of the season. That's going to be a lot of fun. There was some other great football over the weekend. Are you able to catch any NFL? Do you watch much NFL?
Well, I absolutely watch the Cowboys when I can. However, most Sundays, honestly, for us are just watching tape. So I'll see scores. This is one of the first times I've been able to watch those guys play. I like to watch any players that I have that are playing the NFL, but I get to see a lot more college ball than I do NFL for sure.
Blake Anderson with us right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. As you look ahead to this, again, this UNLV team, are there areas you feel like you can exploit a little bit? Because it seems like your speed and your space seems like something that you might be able to have some opportunities against this team.
Well, I think it definitely could benefit us, but it comes back to the same thing. Can we hold up front? They're good up on the defensive front, and they have created pressure for everybody. And the games that they've had success, or the most success, has been because they're disruptive up front. They obviously, if you look at stats, have struggled in the back end, but if you can't protect and give yourself time for things to develop, that's going to get negated. So it really is going to start up front for us on both sides. You mentioned our ability to run the ball and then protect the quarterback so that you can be balanced. Our ability to make them one-dimensional and stop a really good running back. I mean, those are keys in any game, but they're going to be just as big in this one.
I know they've played a few guys at quarterback. Do you anticipate that it'll be Brumfield back in the back there?
Well, anticipating, yes. But I think you have to be – you've seen four different guys play.
Yeah.
I think anything could potentially – especially with the open week. You don't know what they've done and what they're happy with and what they're not happy with. You would anticipate him playing, but I think we had to kind of be prepared for anything.
Okay. Well, Coach, we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us, and let's go get some pizza later tonight. How about that?
Let's do it. Sounds all good. Right. See you then.
You got it. Blake Anderson, he and I will be hanging out at Old Chicago on the Coach's Show coming up tonight in Logan.
And then you will be staying in his basement because you don't want to drive back it in the late parts of the evening.
It's not his basement.
Oh, it wasn't Coach?
No.
Okay.
Different Coach.
Well, we're going to figure out which coach it is that's inviting you.
You know who.
I know. I'm just looking through this. So, Scotty, we talk about Cincinnati, and we're talking about BYU when they're undefeated. When do we kick up the conversation of what happens with San Diego State if they run the table? Because they will have beat Utah. I'm hoping that Utah can string together some wins right now. It's very difficult. They got to play Arizona State.
Correct.
But let's say Utah beats Arizona State and figures out some things. Because their offensive line looked way better. And if their offensive line can play like that, then I think they've got a chance. Let's say Utah improves. Their other non-conference win was Arizona. So you're just not going to put a lot of weight into that. Let's say they beat Air Force and they beat Boise State and they run the table and they finish this season 12-0 in the Mountain West Conference. And then they play a Mountain West Conference championship game against, well.
You don't throw Boise State in there just for kicks? Because that'd be a second game against Boise State they'd have to play.
So you would maybe playing back to back. I don't think Air Force is going to win that division.
No. Now, frankly, I mean, Utah State's got as good a chance as anybody, considering their
schedule.
Their schedule.
Boise State would have to lose again.
Yeah, they would. So, but they still have to play San Diego State. They still have to play Fresno.
Correct. They got to play San Diego State. They got to play Fresno. They got to play Air Force. They're playing Air Force this weekend, and they got to play Wyoming. Now, Wyoming's fine. Like that, Wyoming wasn't the undefeated team that we thought they were, but still, Wyoming's. That Boise State schedule is much more daunting. They're going to find another loss.
And Utah State, maybe the San Jose State game, but it, depending on, I mean, obviously if the Aggies lose to UNLV, that changes things. But right now, on paper, they're favored to win every game left on their schedule.
Okay, so let's say San Diego State, let's just say for the sake of conversation, San Diego State, Utah State, then in the Mountain West Conference championship game, let's say they finish 13-0. What do you do with that San Diego State team?
I think that they're right there. I think you have them and Cincinnati. I guess Coastal Carolina's still in the mix, too. They're undefeated.
Coastal Carolina's in there.
You might have three G5 teams that are undefeated.
SMU is undefeated.
But they'd have to go through Cincinnati. So one of those will knock each other out.
Right. They play Cincinnati second to the last game of this season.
But out of the Coastal's in the, what, Sun Belt,
so
right?
Yeah. Yes. So you only have one non-Power 5 guaranteed for the New Year's 6, correct?
Correct.
Somebody's going to lose. Either SMU or Cincinnati, obviously having to play, they're going to lose. Cincinnati probably won't lose a game this season. I don't think Coastal Carolina is going to lose. So you're going to have San Diego State, Coastal Carolina, and Cincinnati potentially to choose from.
It's going to be interesting.
And I don't know where you go.
All right, 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, Matt's hanging out with us from My Hearing Centers. All right, so here's the other thing that we need to talk about more a little bit, Matt, is that we're down here in Sandy, beautiful location, great staff down here, but this is only one of 19 My Hearing Centers up and down the Wasatch Front. So you can, if you're listening to us right now and you're up in Logan or you're down south or you're, pretty much anywhere, you've got a location near you.
Yeah, so Logan, for sure. We're in Providence, just right there.
Good place. I like Providence.
People from the Valley know what we're talking about.
Absolutely.
Providence. Beautiful area. So come see us there. We've got, on the other side of that range, we've got Tremonton. And then all the way down to Nephi. If you're down in Nephi, Delta, or even over in Vernal. I don't know if you've ever been out to Vernal lately. It's a beautiful area.
Oh, yeah.
Dinosaur National Park. We've got a lot of great locations and a lot of great staff helping these people out. So if you're in any of those areas, give us a call. If you're closer, if you're in Salt Lake, Provo, Ogden, Bountiful, we've got offices all the way up and down the Wasatch Front.
And, of course, everybody can call right now, 801-438-7058, and you can take these NCO AX hearing aids and take them out for a test drive, see if they work for you.
That's right. We want you to. We need you to, actually, because these are brand new.
Yeah.
Haven't even been able to take it off the shelf yet. We're still waiting for that delivery guy. I'm about to go search for him, see when we get these in. But I'm really excited because this is a first custom hearing aid that has dual processor technology and is rechargeable. And that part is really awesome. Most of these custom aids, we've been having a hard time getting a power cell inside of them because of the shape of power cells.
Yeah.
We had to create our own shape.
So you have to replace a battery.
No, in the past.
But this one you don't.
No battery replacement.
Wow.
That's right. And then the charger has a little extra charge in it. These ones last up to 20 hours on a full charge. So you get 20 hours of full streaming where you can go out and do whatever you want. Now, this is even more high-tech because this is custom in your canal. People aren't going to see you're wearing this at all. And if you want to go pull up your phone and you're in the middle of a meeting or, I don't know, church, and you got to watch that game and get caught up on that score, you could listen to the radio right in your ear from your phone without hooking up because it's got that full streaming availability through either the iPhones or the, what's the other guys? Any kind of phone.
Yeah.
Really. Android, that's the one I'm thinking of. Or the Androids. Thank you. God.
I thought you were just being an iPhone snob.
No, 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 I'm not.
Yeah, okay.
No. I have an LG.
Yeah, yeah, so that's running on Android. That'll help you out, that you, so we can get you hooked up.
801-438-7058. I'm just... See, you ever have that guy, like, the one guy that's got the green bubble in your group chat and makes everybody go green? It's like, just get an iPhone. Just come on.
This LG hasn't been good. The camera's not good, though. I could use a better camera.
Still, we'll get you squared away.
I wonder if Apple could help with that.
I think they could. There's a new Apple out, or a new iPhone out that's got a really great camera.
With a better camera?
Oh, yeah.
Look at it.
I mean, bar's not set that high there. 801-438-7058. Call right now. 801-438-7058. And again, even though those are custom made, you still have 30 days to try them out.
You're going to be able to try them for 30 days risk-free. At the end of 30 days, we'll give you a gift card to Home Depot.
Wow.
We'll set it up on your iPhone and or LG for you so that you don't have to do that for yourself. So we'll get it all set up before you leave. And then anyone that calls right now and schedules an appointment, the first 30 people that schedule that appointment for yourself or a loved one, you're going to be put into a drawing for these great new hearing aids.
Let's go. 801-438-7058. Jay Hill joins us next right here on the Zone Sports Network.